Good morning, James. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Yourself?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us this morning. We were talking about the Vancouver Canucks a little earlier. So they get blown out again. They're really hitting skids here. And I know you're not on Twitter, but do you make a point of checking out Roberto Luongo's tweets here and there?
No, I mean, sometimes, you know, when he puts out a funny one here and there, obviously it spreads around and I hear about it. But no, I haven't seen anything of late, no.
Yeah, he was laying into things last night. It's it shows you, boy, doesn't it, how quickly, and you signed up for this. You know all about winning at different levels of being a goaltender. But for Roberto Luongo to be starting a Game 7 in his own building in 2011, and you look at now, this won't happen with every goalie, will it? But the ups and downs and the highs and the lows, it's incredible what's happened in under 3 years for him.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been... I think it's been one of the craziest rides for a goalie in a long time, especially one, you know, with his level of talent and ability. So yeah, it just goes to show that you know, anything can happen, and you know you can't really be expecting too much.
James Reimer, Leafs netminder, our guest. We'll see what happens in the off season for you, James. But I mean, the trade deadline comes and goes. Was this the first time in your career that you've been a little uneasy on that day, maybe not knowing what was going to happen?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, you know, I was fairly certain that I wasn't going anywhere. But although given what was happening to goalies on trade deadline, I don't know if any goalie felt safe after what was going on. No, I mean, in all seriousness, I wasn't too worried about it. But like I said, I mean, it is trade deadline is the day, so where anything can happen. So, yeah, you always have a little bit of uneasiness.
James Reimer joining us on Brady and Walker on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. You'd love to play more. Sure you would. That's an obvious question, so it's not even worth asking. But when you have played, what have been some of the moments in the last couple months that really leap off the page? You were excellent against the Jackets the other night. Yeah, had a big win in Colorado in one of your last few starts. Is it just a case of... it's where it is what it is right now, and if you had the ball more, you could show more.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, right? I mean, obviously you always want to play more, but, you know, for me right now, I mean, obviously that's not in the cards. It's not, you know, the way it's playing out. So for me, I mean, I'm just trying to focus on in practice, just getting better and working on possibly some things that you wouldn't have a chance to work on if you were starting most nights. And so when I do get called on and if there's ever a time where, you know, they're going to need me more, then, you know, obviously I'll be a better goalie for it. And in the, you know, in the times where I get in, you know, every year and every now and then, it's just a matter of trying to get 2 points and giving them a chance to win. So, that's kind of where she's at right now.
And that's what, you know, that's what even 3 years ago was for you, wasn't it? You burst on the scene. You were incredible. You kind of owned the city and people loved it when you played. And yet there's a Stanley Cup winning goalie in John Sebastian Jaguar or a Conn Smythe winning goalie. There's Jonas Gustafsson, who the organization believed in. And you were the hot hand and they rolled with you all the time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's just the way it goes sometimes. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, you're the guy and unfortunately sometimes, you know, they feel otherwise. And so, like I said, you just kind of learn to make the most of it. And honestly, right now, I mean, getting a lot of time in to work with some new things with the goalie coach and with Ricky and you know, work on some things I don't think I'd have an opportunity to work on otherwise. And so, you know, I think in the long run, you'll be better for it.
Leafs goaltender James Reimer joins us on Brady and Walker. The trade deadline comes and goes. Now, as a team, I mean, you always want to get better. You're in the throes of a playoff race. Was there maybe a bit of a hope that you bring in someone to stabilize your club, James? Or as a unit, are you pumped up and happy that your group stays together? And, boy, you know, we don't need any help. We can do this ourselves.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, I think we have a pretty confident group you know, you believe in each other. I mean, it's always trade deadline day is always it's a weird day. It's an interesting day. Everyone's on their phones, seeing what's going on and seeing who's going where. It's kind of an exciting day you know, I think for everyone who doesn't get traded, I think it becomes less exciting when you're all of a sudden you're the one who gets dealt on that day. But everyone's kind of looking around and see what's happening and what teams are doing. But as far as us, you know, not doing anything, you know, I think we're a confident group and you know, we believe we have the pieces and I don't think anyone was disappointed with the fact that nothing happened. I think obviously when you trade for someone, usually what happens sometimes what happens, I guess, is someone goes the other way, unless it goes for picks or stuff like that. But and I don't think we want to see anybody on our team leave our dressing room. So I think we're pretty happy and I think I definitely think we got the pieces to make a run at it this year.
James Reimer, our guest on Braden Walker. And you haven't, well, I'll tell you what, you haven't had the 9 months that Ben Scrivens has had. I mean, you look at your pal last year, you're sharing the net with him, and to Los Angeles he goes, plays well there. To Edmonton he goes, plays well there. And now it looks like he's staying in Edmonton, but with stiff competition as well. It never ends. He's had quite a 9 months.
Yeah, no, I mean, Scrivy, you know, he's a battler and you know, I'm sure it's been a whirlwind for him, but you know, I think he's pretty excited to be back here, not back in Edmonton, but in Edmonton. I mean, obviously being from there, it's pretty special when you can play in your hometown. So you know, like you said, he's definitely having some competition and there's always, you know, there's always people kind of, you know, nipping at his heels, but I think it'll be good, and I think he's pretty excited to be there.
Hey, we're glad you did this today. Continued success this season, obviously. You're a real crowd favorite. We hope we get to see you lots before April, and with the playoffs coming as well, we hope it goes well for you. Thanks, James.
Yeah, thanks a lot.